Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Kim. You know, the reason why this is so important is because the evidence and the trends that you set out this morning so important to crafting effective domestic policy and effective global policy. And if I pick out a few of the key things from what you've said, which I think are really quite important, the clean energy transition is accelerating and driving demand for critical minerals. I think that is clear. But what I found really interesting is your stat that says that the further rise in mineral demand for clean energy will be 4 times in 2030 if we want to limit the 1.5 degrees Celsius. I took great note of your recommendation that we need to watch out for volatility in prices of critical minerals, because the last thing that you want is for to see a replication of what we've seen in the past when it comes to this new value chain. Watch out for the increased cost of clean energy, and here we need to think about LDCs, we need to think about SIDS, we need to think about low-income countries, and we need to ensure that the supply chains don't lead to, you didn't say this, but I'm saying this, the supply chains don't lead to hoarding effects. And we saw that during the pandemic, for example, and we don't want to see that replicated because it impacts the most vulnerable the greatest. And then, of course, how to make the supply clean, green, and responsible. And there I link it back to what the Deputy Minister of Indonesia has said about approaching it through a green lens. If you look at the low-emission energy sources that they're starting to use, for example. How to diversify, given the stubborn concentration of supply and limited diversification of project pipelines, I think is something we need to keep an eye on. And then finally, let's make it cool to drive smaller cars again. There's nothing wrong with a Mini, you know? Let's just drive smaller cars. So Mr. Kim, thank you so much. And now I'm gonna turn the floor over to Ms. Kimberly Botwright, the head of sustainable trade of the World Economic Forum. So Kimberly, from a private sector investor point of view, what do you think are the key issues developing countries need to address to attract investment in the local transformation and processing of critical minerals? And how can developing countries successfully develop a local industry based on these